Good morning. So it's kind of an interesting time of year because we're reflecting on remembering Jesus dying for us, but then we're also waiting for his coming. I was thinking about recently about his coming. I was hiking in desert area hills, and we were coming down the downgrade part of it, and it was a trail that was marked for humans and horses. Okay. And at first I was like, okay, I can see how this could be easy for a horse, you know. And the person I was with, we started talking about, imagine what it's like to ride on a donkey, like, you know, through all this, trucking along and bouncing around. And then I thought, man, how did Mary feel? Like, she wasn't just riding a donkey. She was, like, pregnant and probably super uncomfortable. And I just, you know, we think about sometimes the coming of Jesus in, like, this euphoric, like, exciting, you know, star in the sky scenario, but there was some real stuff happening. And sometimes I reflect on that and think about what that must have felt like for them, and how scary that might have been, and trying to get to where they needed to be, and all the stuff that was going on in the world. And you flash forward to many, many years later, and you know, the scenarios and things that were wrapped around Jesus when he was getting ready to leave the earth in the body that he had known, and to be able to come back in a different form for us. And what it feels like to sit down at Christmas dinner, which we're going to be doing soon with families, I would presume most of us, and how that must have felt for Jesus to sit down with his legs under the table of all those people that had been close to him, imagining the sorrow that they're going to feel, and being brave enough to walk through that for us, for me, for you, you know, for you, Erica, for Jennifer, for Wendy, for Matt, Nancy. It's so beautiful to think of how much that means to me, and how many people are in this world, and how many lives that he's touching all the time, that God couldn't do it any other way. And the fact that we are free from worry, and that, like the song said, our hope is in you, and the fact that he gives us so much hope is so exciting. And, you know, I don't really think of the word good, you know, the words good news a whole lot in this day and age, not like they did back then, that when you heard good news, it really meant something. And we've talked about that at small group a little bit. Why is it good news? Why does it mean so much? Well, it means so much because of what he did for us and what it means for our life. And so I'm challenging myself and you guys a little bit too to think about the good news and how to spread that, and how to spread the joy of what Jesus has done for us. So let's start by sharing this meal together this morning.